Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us. I'm Tiny McLaughlin, Vice President of Social Infrastructure at Tortoise, and welcome to today's Tortoise Social Infrastructure Platform Podcast. What is a charter school and why Tortoise believes they offer great opportunity for investors? The Tortoise Social Infrastructure Platform provides capital for social infrastructure projects where there's currently capital dislocation. Education is the core area of focus for the social infrastructure platform. With the education sector, Tortoise believes that charter schools offer outstanding tax-exempt and taxable investment opportunities for those who are able to develop a deep understanding of an individual school's governance, academic execution, and financial performance, as well as the political environment in which the school operates. So what is a charter school? Charter schools are public schools that operate under the control of a not-for-profit board rather than a school district. They exist to provide an alternative where district public schools are either failing or parents don't feel that they're providing their children with adequate education opportunities. All charter schools operate under a contract or charter with an authorizer, typically the state, a school district, or a university, that holds them accountable to the high standards outlined in their charter. Charters create their own school model, for example, college prep, STEM, or the arts, and offer a curriculum of their choosing. They have the freedom to hire and fire the staff and teachers they feel are best needed to meet the needs of their students. And it's common to see charter schools led by former teachers who want to take the lessons they learned in the classroom and apply those lessons to an entire school. Currently, there are more than 7,000 charter schools serving approximately 3.2 million students across 45 states and the District of Columbia. Charter schools are tuition-free and are required to admit all students first come, first serve via public lottery. For this, they receive public funding on a per-pupil basis, but are typically responsible for finding and financing their own school facilities. It's in this area, facilities, that Tortoise sees both capital dislocation and opportunity. Leasing is the most common form of facility finance utilized by charter schools. The availability of appropriate real estate, the quality of local landlords, and the need for extensive tenant improvements makes leasing extremely difficult in many areas where charter schools are found. Use of district school facilities or co-location with an under-enrolled school district school is common in some areas, but most often either demand far exceeds available space or local districts are uncooperative. In areas experiencing significant population growth, new construction may be the only way to access a facility. In these and many other situations, charters find that owning their own school facilities may be the best or their only option. For a variety of reasons, banks and traditional lenders are not well equipped to serve the borrowing needs of charter schools and have not providing meaningful debt capital to support facility finance. As a result, public offerings of 30 to 35 year tax-exempt bonds have been the primary vehicle utilized by charter schools to meet their long-term facility needs. New issuance of tax-exempt public charter school bonds was more than $2 billion per year in 2016, 2017, and 2018. However, since the very first charter school bond was issued in 1998, fewer than 10% of all charter schools have ever been able to access the public bond market. Moreover, based on our own experience with charter schools, authorizers, developers, and financial advisors, we believe the demand for facility finance from charter schools is 2 to 3 times greater than that currently provided in the public finance market, with significantly less available capital to support it. Fortis is one of a handful of registered investment advisors actively originating facility financings for charter schools who are unable to or have chosen not to access the public bond market. While we provide capital for charter school facilities, we view these as investments in a stream of government cash flows as provided by state, federal, and local governments above and beyond a simple real estate transaction. We view each charter school as unique, with investment characteristics that are largely non-cyclical and uncorrelated with the publicly traded equity and bond market. For these reasons, Fortis has chosen to make charter schools a significant area of focus for our social infrastructure platform and sees tremendous potential for exceptional risk-adjusted returns to those investing in our social infrastructure platform. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intention. Discussion or analysis of any specific company-related news or investment sectors are meant primarily as a result of recent newsworthy events surrounding those companies or by way of providing updates on certain sectors of the market. Tortoise, through its family of registered investment advisors, does provide investment advice to Tortoise-related funds and others that includes investment into those sectors or companies discussed in these podcasts. As a result, Tortoise does stand to beneficially profit from any rise in value from many of the companies mentioned herein, including companies within the investment sectors broadly discussed.